Good morning, everyone. Please take a seat. In today's meeting, we're going to focus on how to welcome refugees into our region. As you are well aware, we are currently facing a huge wave of immigration. I would like us to discuss this matter, paying particular attention to approaches that should be taken in such circumstances. Firstly, and due to the fact that we have some new interns among us, I would like to begin with a little reminder of the objectives and goals of our NPO, France Solidarité, especially from a social action perspective. Healthcare and socio-cultural action will be addressed at a later stage. Our goal, then, is to contribute to improving how immigrants are received, be they newly arrived immigrants, families coming to join other family members, or any person experiencing integration difficulties. We strive to increase awareness of immigrants' rights and to offer them support and aftercare adapted to their needs. In order to achieve this, we have three main goals. The first is to listen, accompany, and support the people from a social point of view. The second concerns social mediation and psychological care. And the third is to provide information and orientation to the people that find themselves in situations of exclusion and discrimination. So let us come back to the subject of reception, and in particular to that of immigrants. To discuss this topic in more detail, I will give the floor over to Sophie, a social worker, who is going to tell us about her experience in the field. Sophie, over to you.
Hello everyone. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Sophie Demange, and I have been working as a social worker at France Solidarité for 10 years now. Over the last 5 years, I have seen the number of immigrants arriving increase dramatically. The profiles of these peoples and the problems they encounter have been evolving. In the last 2 years, we have seen huge amounts of people fleeing the war in Syria or in Iraq and arriving here with their families. In the past, there were a lot of men on their own coming to find work and later applying for family reunification. The problems facing the people today are therefore much more complex, and we have to deal with these situations urgently. So the question is, how do we welcome these people arriving in a foreign country after having experienced a dangerous trip that was both tiring and overwhelming on a psychological level? What approach should be taken? How should you behave towards them?
They should be welcomed in a kind manner.
What do you mean by kind?
I don't know. With a smile and in a simple way.
Yes, indeed. They should be welcomed with humanity, and this approach should be taken with all people. Imagine that a person arrives and is really dirty and their clothes are torn and smelly. What would you do?
I would maintain the same attitude. I wouldn't show it bothers me in any way.
Exactly. I would also like to discuss the matter of any preconceived ideas that you may have. We all have our own beliefs and values, and they may well be different from those of the people that are arriving. I am referring here to signs of religious affiliation. Let me take an example of women wearing a burqa, which is often the case. What approach should you take in this case?
We should not take people's religions, beliefs into consideration and stay neutral even if we are not of the same opinion.
Yes, moreover, we should not judge them. All these elements could give us information about what they have gone through, their situation and their needs. I would like to stress the importance of welcoming people with humanity, but all the while maintaining a professional approach, that is, showing pity and extreme empathy. At the beginning, new interns will be present at immigration welcome centres without intervening. Little by little, we will allow you to become part of the reception process. Thank you all for listening. Please do not hesitate to come and see us should you have any further questions.